Yeah, one of the things I realized when I was writing The Grammar of Distance, or at least became even more interested in than I was before, is the nature of free verse, which of course isn't free at all. But I mean, you're working within certain kinds of internal forms, where you break sentences, where you break the line, how you use internal rhythm, how you might use internal rhyme, and all of those kinds of aspects of it that indicate that form is operating even by its absence, because you're working always with something or against something in the line. So free verse is not licensed to just do whatever you want, but more to be very cognizant of the way that you're putting together those lines, or the way the flow is coming. I think one of the reasons I use free verse as much as I do is just because it's my voice. It's the way that there's an emotional resonance to what's coming out in whatever I'm working on. It's always a mystery to me as to where the poem's going. But I do have some sense of whether it's beating within me, whether there's the rhythm that is mine, that somehow it relates to my own heartbeat. So it's really a curiosity, but it's something that stuck with me, and I'm still thinking a lot about.